In the Bible, many times we listen the message of God speaking through the figure of animals. For example, when it comes to Jesus, he's depicted as the Lamb of God, or he's the Lion of Judah, the book of Revelation. When it comes to the enemy, Satan, he's depicted as a serpent. And also animals somehow illustrate attitudes a Christian should have. For example, the dove, we should be simple as doves, says Jesus. Or he says, look at the birds of the field, look how they trust. And today we hear in the first reading in the gospel that we read downstairs of the entrance into Jerusalem, that one of the central figures of that gospel is also an animal. We read that Jesus entered into Jerusalem mounted in a colt, C-O-L-T. I need to confess, I don't know exactly what a colt is. I have spoken with Far Aaron and do some research, and sometimes it says horse, sometimes it says donkey. We don't know exactly. We know it was either a colt or a donkey or a horse, but it was an animal. Jesus entered Jerusalem with this donkey. What can we learn from the donkey? Well, three things that Jesus did and said about this donkey. He said, untie him because the master has need of it. When he sends his disciples to get the donkey, he says, okay, the owner is gonna complain. Why are you taking my donkey? Like, think of that thing, like someone takes your car and says, okay, why are you taking my car? And Jesus says, when they ask you, you will find the donkey in this place of the city. When they ask you, tell them that you need to untie it because the Lord has need of it. So first, we learn from the donkey this capacity of allowing yourself to be untied. We reflected throughout this all this Lent on the gift of freedom, the five keys of freedom. So we finish this Lent with this desire to be untied. When an animal or a thing is tied, it is bound, it's losing freedom. Think of a dog, think of a bird. If a rope is holding them, they cannot move or fly or expand their horizon. So we need to acknowledge that in many areas we have lost freedom, and we have this ropes that are tying us down. So the first thing we can learn from this donkey is to have this humility to be untied. When you are tied up, you cannot untie yourself. Someone else has to come from the outside. So let Jesus, let his love, let his mercy in this Holy Week keep untying your life. In what areas are you stuck? Are you stuck in resentment? Are you stuck in sadness? Are you stuck in despair? Are you stuck in anxiety? Are you stuck in hardness of heart? Are you stuck in loneliness, in shame? Let his love, let his spirit, let his power untie you. Second, the donkey teaches us not to be smart, because they are not super smart, and that's what we know. That's why they mix them with horses. They say that the mule, the combination of the donkey and the horse, is a powerful animal. It has the strength of the donkey, the stubbornness of the donkey, and the intelligence of the horse. So Jesus says, untie him because the Lord has need of it. The Lord wants to use this donkey for his purposes. He wants to use this donkey to enter Jerusalem. He wants to use this donkey so this donkey becomes an instrument. And this is you and me. Jesus wants to untie you to use you for his purposes. Jesus wants to untie you so he can move in your life and make you a person of love. Jesus wants to untie you so you can become salt and light, so you can become free to love, to give in this life and in this world and in this city. So the second thing of we can learn from this animal is the capacity to let Jesus enter your life and use you in a new and more powerful way. Think that this donkey became the most famous donkey in the whole universe. Everyone is talking about this donkey, at least those who went to Mass at least heard about this cult. Why? Not because he was smart, not because the donkey was holy, or because the donkey was skillful, but because this donkey allowed Jesus to use it for his purposes. And the same will happen in your life. If you allow Jesus to use you for his purposes, you will bear fruit. Finally, the donkey teaches us that to have a holy week that is powerful and transforming, we need to be close to Jesus. Jesus sat upon this donkey. Who was closer to him than this donkey? Jesus sat upon him, upon this donkey. Peter followed him at a distance, and then he betrayed him. This donkey led Jesus into Jerusalem. He could feel his presence. He could feel his body. He was an instrument to take him, to carry him. He was like a vessel. How beautiful if you are like this donkey this week. How beautiful it is if we can this week slow down and be close to Christ. As a church, we're going to contemplate and celebrate the most powerful and important event that happened in history. The death and resurrection of the eternal Word of God made flesh is the most powerful, important event that happened in whole history. Nothing will ever be more important than what we're going to celebrate in the next 7 days. And that's why we need to be close to Jesus. That's why we need to read the Gospels every day and contemplate what Jesus did for all of us and what he did for you. You need to contemplate how deep, how wide, how tall is the love of Jesus, the love of Christ for you. So, like this donkey, make room for God in this week. I know we are not in a Catholic country and maybe at work there's no changes in your schedule. But as much as you can, carve time to contemplate the mysteries that we're going to celebrate. One thing you should try to do is to attend to what we call the liturgical services of the Holy Triduum. This is Holy Thursday, 6 p.m., the Mass of the Lord's Supper. Friday, Good Friday, the celebration of the Lord's Passion, will venerate the cross. Sunday, Easter Saturday, Easter Vigil, the most beautiful Mass of the whole year. It's true, it's long, but we celebrate the resurrection, not only as individuals, but as a church. And then Easter Sunday, the resurrection of Jesus that inaugurates the 50 days of resurrection. Jesus says about this animal, untie him, untie the donkey, because the master has need of it. Let the Holy Spirit untie the areas of your life that are old and need renewal. And let the Holy Spirit use you, love you, into death and resurrection in the next 7 days.